Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy from my show, the end of the year of 2013, beginning of the year, first show of the new year, if you count winter solstice as the beginning of the year. The days are getting longer, more light in the northern hemisphere. These are interesting times, to say the least. I'm giving a 2014 global trend report, what we can look forward to in 2014. This has been a subject of a lot of my shows over the last 6 years here on Cosmic Love. And I've often talked about the computer internet revolution and how it's a revolution in higher consciousness, how we're connecting worldwide as never before, and how there is a sense of a unity in our global diversity, you know, the family of man in our global village. We're getting our act together. We're quickly connecting with more and more global netizens, people worldwide who are in developing countries, especially now, who are connecting through smartphones and tablets, iPads, most of which don't even have. In the developing country, that's their only connection to the internet. They don't have personal computers or laptops. Most of them in the developing country just have their smartphone and a tablet. That's how they're getting their education now. The world is very quickly coming up to speed globally with billions of internet users. The actual statistics on that, a little personal story here. I got some insight on what's going on with this global revolution in connection through the, you know, with the World Wide Web. My son on New Year, Christmas Eve, actually, was telling me, my son Jeremy, his experience at the International Mobile Conference held in Berlin this last month. And Christmas Eve, he was giving me kind of a rundown on the statistics. What he told me is that it just took 12 years of the internet revolution for one and a quarter billion global netizens to connect with this instant, everywhere, interactive capability with the internet. But it only took 6 years more to the present time to reach 2.6 billion internet users worldwide. And at this rate, in another 3 years, there will be 4 billion global netizens who share, you might say, our new net reality with the World Wide Web of consciousness. Now, what we do to the web of consciousness worldwide is what we do to ourselves as a whole, the family of man in our global village. Now, this is a theme I've gone back to repeatedly over the years during the show, because the evolution, revolution, you might say, in higher consciousness is the fulfillment of the U.S. founders' original vision of freedom and opportunity, you know, for America. Well, now America, as I've said before, is, you know, it's an anagram for the I am race. America is the I am race worldwide. And we're fulfilling that vision of freedom and opportunity. At least there's this capability now to fulfill the founders' intent for global freedom and opportunity. It's a universal intent for freedom and opportunity. Locally, we had it in America here a few hundred years ago. Now we're seeing it globally. And the major growth of this global net reality now is in the developing world. Back in 2010, in the developing world, there were only 1 in 23 mobile internet users with smartphones and tablets like the iPad. But now, just 3 years later, There are 1 in 5 mobile internet users in the developing world, and 4 out of 5 of them have no other connection to the World Wide Web of Consciousness. If you think about that the developing world, their only window to the world, to education, to social, political, economic issues, is through their smartphone or their tablet. I mean, it's really kind of awesome. So if you can see where these trends are going, our developing world is yearning for freedom and opportunity to know better and to do better, just as Americans were yearning for freedom and opportunity, for independence, with an independent spirit that really wants to know better and do better. And of course, in America, the spirit of freedom and opportunity is synonymous with the American spirit from the beginning. And now that's going global. So you can get more of these net reality statistics that came out of the International Mobile Conference held in Berlin last month. At the link I provided in the article, I provided an article link with the show information, and the link is regarding global net reality. You can go to that and actually see the slideshow presentation that my son Jeremy gave at the International Mobile Conference in Berlin this last month. Yeah, it's quite a presentation. It'll give you an overview of what the buzz is all about at the International Mobile Conference regarding what really is evolving as a global village for the family of man. Pretty awesome stuff. So there's a new net reality emerging in the collective consciousness of humanity. And you might say with this net reality, there's a relative omniscience to know better with relatively all the knowledge of the world at our fingertips. I mean, this is the search engine capabilities with the smartphones and laptops that you can actually connect with the world and search information. And this is no longer an abstract concept. I mean, this relative omniscience. I mean, the issue of doing as well as we know better, if you think about it, it boils down to, again, the core issue of global freedom and opportunity. And really what we're talking about, freedom and opportunity with a higher standard of TLC, you might say, for global telecom, at the heart of the hearts and minds of all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth. In other words, all these global netizens that are connecting with the spirit of freedom and opportunity, who have this pure intent as sovereign beings, you know, with the free spirit and a pure intent for magnifying, you know, the opportunity, the extraordinary opportunity we have. And we're looking at this in the show today. I'm going to be going into this and this understanding of mainstreaming this TLC message. You might say TLC in terms of tender loving care. I go into that TLC in terms of telecom, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, telecommunity. You know, the TLC at the heart of it is really a matter of resonance with the frequency of holy compassion, call it heart coherence. And I'm going to be going into that, you know, referencing that. But we're really looking at for this next year, the technology has reached critical mass of global connection. I mean, we're coming up to, we have billions of people connected now. It looks like about 4 billion in another 3 years. And the question is, how are we going to connect? And that's actually shaping up. There are different trends that are defining this new connection with the concept of heart coherence and mind congruence, you might say, along more enlightened lines that frame the language of consciousness itself. The processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves between our ears, the holodeck between our ears, the global holodeck as far as collective consciousness, the morphogenic grids, and how this is all connected. So this connection process that's going on with the internet is just a precursor, or you might say a portal, from the internet to the internet, the collective consciousness of humanity. We're beginning to navigate inner space, you know, the gateway from cyberspace to the internet. You know, the language of consciousness, you might say, is the processes of consciousness, whereby we do that, whether with technology or not. In other words, we're really looking at the internet being a precursor to or a preliminary tool for navigating inner space. And we're talking about effective sensory perception. Some people call it ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. It's just effective then. So effective sensory perception is all a function of the thinning of the veil. What's going on the outer is just a mirror of what's going on the inner. The collective consciousness of humanity has got to this point. I mean, of this, you might say, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The higher consciousness, in terms of the self, the real self, the higher Christ self, the mediator, you might say, for the intelligence of the creator, the source field. These are concepts and terms that I've gone into in other shows. And basically, there is a mass awakening going on, and what we're seeing with the internet, you might say, from the inside out, there is this evolution, revolution in consciousness that's emerging in so many dramatic ways. Now, I use Facebook as a research tool to connect with people that are into this. I've had a lot of people on my radio talk show, Cosmic Love, over the years that are a lot smarter than I am on the subject of what's going on with the energetic shift, the shift in the collective consciousness of humanity, more of the concept beyond borders, beyond the walls in the mind, beyond the lockstep, linear, left brain, letter of the law, and more towards the spirit of the law, the spirit of unity in our diversity. The spirit, I sometimes refer to it as of spherical consciousness, beyond of the world as a whole, and how we're all connected as a whole, as a holy, holistic, holographic whole, and how we will be, you might say, converging in conventions on the internet, and we'll be doing this through hardware, an interactive interface that I go into, and I have provided links on that on my web pages. And those really want to have a sense of where things are going. The whole computer internet revolution, from hardware emphasis to software emphasis to netware emphasis. When the computer became the internet, that's referred to as netware, and then hardware emphasis. And this concept of hardware is a trend fit with this computer internet revolution that fulfills the global computer internet revolution with an interactive interface called hardware that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. With heart coherence, or TLC, for telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, healthcare, and telecommerce. And that concept, the understanding of it, the framing of it, the vision of it, where it's going, is the prelude, or it's preliminary to the process for getting there. In other words, as we become more conscious of how we're conscious and where this conscious evolution revolution is going, the expectation and anticipation of more conscience, easier and faster, you know, social conscience in our social network is becoming real. And this is the global net reality that now has an infrastructure. With all these smartphones and laptops and tablets, iPads, and desktop computers, you know, all these computers, interfaces, infrastructure is now there. It's installed and operational. So the next big shift from the computer is the network to the network has a heart, you know, heart coherence. This is the subject that I went into when I had the pioneer of heart coherence technology and the heart coherence, the science of heart coherence, Dan Winter, when I had him on the show this last year. He explained how this is a frequency in the field, the quantum field, throughout universe that is the standard, and it's the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. And it's a frequency, you might say, of holy compassion, of harmonics on a level of the golden mean, the golden, like the golden rule law language of a golden age, is this language as far as a frequency, is heart coherence. And Dan Winter has, I have links to his website, some of the links when I reference Heartware in this article. It's hotlinked, you know, hyperlinked, where you can go to Dan Winter's, a website that has a video of Dan Winter where he's actually explaining heart coherence and the practical application now with smartphones. He's developed an application you can buy for $18 that you can get for your iPhone. I believe he probably has that application developed for other smartphones, whereby you can actually monitor yourself when you're in the frequency of heart coherence or not when you're talking with someone. And the person you're talking to, you can also monitor them to see if they're in their frequency of heart coherence also. Now, how that's done with the breath modulations and the voice modulations that actually reference this golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, whether you're into it, is a kind of a biofeedback application to let you know when you're in the frequency of heart coherence or not, that application can be applied to with Heartware. And I go into explaining, if you go to the link, it explains how that application can be expanded with an interactive interface whereby 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people can respond to the same program, like a video you're watching, for example, without creating noise. And the only way that's possible is if there's a standardized interface of evaluation criteria called cyberethics, which is really the language of consciousness itself, that you can use to evaluate any program, video program you're watching, for example, with three numbers in sequence, which creates an XYZ coordinate axis, you might say, for a dot in a cube. And a little graphic of this cube, it's referred to as the holodeck graphic, can not only reference your own personal holodeck with the blinking dot of your response, but also a field of thousands or millions of other people that respond to that any program at any one time, showing how the collective field of dots all comes together where your blinking dot is as far as your response and how your response relates to the collective consciousness of all other respondents with these three numbers in sequence that you can punch in on your smartphone or your laptop or the alphanumeric keyboard on your personal computer. You can punch that in, three numbers, it creates a dot with this Heartware interface, and that's kind of some insight in what I've been talking about and how this will define basically a self-governing, self-correcting model for e-governance, e-learning, e-care, e-commerce, how it will all relate to culturing, you might say, our networks, our social networks with a heart, or our social, whereby their social networks get a conscience, you might say. Now, this is an abstract concept. Again, it's like talking about the Internet before the Internet until people saw it. Even then, after people saw it, a lot of people didn't get on board till, a decade later with the Internet after it was, really took off back about early 1990s. And we've seen this massive growth worldwide, and it's transforming the collective consciousness of humanity. as a natural function of the social conscience that's being cultured in our social networks. So you've got kind of different dimensions of this social conscience. It's like there are four archetypal dimensions, you might say, to the collective consciousness, according to Jung, you know, Carl Jung, the father of modern psychology. And there's these four archetypal, you might say, gateways from the four sides of the pyramid to the capstone. These four sides of the pyramid, you can reference it as the pyramid of self or civilization. This is one of the most archetypal thought forms used throughout history by the ancients. This understanding of a square with a cross and a circle in the center. Well, one way of looking at that, the square with a cross through the corners and a circle in the center, is like looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And throughout history, this four-square, you might say, mandalic model has, it's appeared in Tibetan sand paintings, Hopi sand paintings. Hopi Indian used it, this graphic with the square with the cross and the circle, this geometry of the, you might say, the squaring of the circle. And it's taken on a lot of connotations in the evolution of Christian mysticism, with what's referred to as the New Jerusalem or the City Four Square, and the four gates of the City Four Square, like the four sides of the pyramid that are integrated in the capstone. You've got different metaphors for the four sides of archetypal nature. Native Americans refer to the four winds. You've got the concept of the not just the pyramid of self and civilization, but also in the mysteries are referred to as the white cube. If you get into the three-dimensional aspect of this holodeck model, with the three dimensions. And other thought forms along these lines of the four archetypal sides of the pyramid and the fire, air, water, and earth archetypes, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. I reference it in the telecom sense of telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce. In other words, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. Is like e-gov, e-learning, e-care, and e-commerce. Now, this is easier to follow if you're following along with the article that I provided with the show today. And you can read it in your own pace. There's hot links there that goes into a lot of dimensions of this. For those who are new to this information, it's a way to get up to speed. I've been connecting with a lot of people on Facebook regarding this, and they're more up to speed with the articles and the links, as well as a lot of people on my email list. I've got almost 8,000 people now on my email list, and I've sent out information on this on a regular basis with links to help people get up to speed. So if you're new to this information, you can certainly contact me at geonotes@mcn.net, my email address, to be put on my list. And some people that are networking, you might say, on the new frontier of inner space regarding the Internet and its evolution and its connection with, you might say, enlightened and netizens, you know, the higher concept of self for self-governing community networks, self-correcting learning networks, self-healing holistic healthcare networks, self-realized commercial networks. When I say self-realized commercial networks, you know, with e-commerce, I think it was Gandhi that once said, commerce without morality is a sin. And you could say sin in terms of stuck in negativity. You might say morality is more of an upward spiral than a downward spiral. That's like the difference between fearless faith and faithless fear. You know, the self-realized commercial networks for the next economy, will basically, with the concept of networking with the heart, with the conscience, telecommerce will have TLC at the heart of it. So I use these metaphors basically to massage the meaning of these universal holographic holistic archetypes. You know, the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one. These are the source code coordinates that I go through with the love model. And some people get it and follow it and really comprehend that this can be, you might say, a model for interacting with the internet on a mass scale that will involve and evolve or otherwise culture, social conscience, and our social networks. And the vision of that, how that works, why it's time now, why it's very timely, how the future will be defined by a process whereby we connect with and through a higher concept of universal love. I referenced universal love, universal law languages through the love model, and how it truly is universal and represents the biological model, the brain hemispheres from left brain to right brain, upper brain to lower brain, forebrain to rear brain, for this, you might say, holodeck or cosmic cube between your ears. And this holographic field between the ears, of course, is generated, the energy for that is generated in the heart. The heart has about 2,000 times the electromagnetics of the brain field. And so heart coherence is, as the universal standard, you know, this TLC thing I refer to with tele, mass-to-mass interactive telecom, we're really talking about, a frequency, coordinates, that centers and connects, you might say, the 3D aspects of the holodeck between your ears with the heart. So when I'm talking about mass-to-mass interaction with the heart, you know, and culturing social networks with the heart, I'm really referring to, you know, heart coherence and the not just the possibility for it, but the great need for it at this time, you might say, in cosmic history of Earth's evolution. I mean, technically, again, we're globally connected, you know, as a global village, the family of man, and we have this instant everywhere internet connection. You know, time and space has been eliminated. We're all connected in a way that will either define an upward mobile evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective consciousness, or not. Now, when I say that, this is the natural evolutionary ascent of global consciousness as a global whole. It's been going in this direction. Now, how are we going to fulfill the divine destiny of Earth's evolution at this time? This is the pure intent of heartware, the love model, cyber ethics, this interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, TLC in our world. So this show today, I'm giving an orientation in a general sense, kind of storing around what's going on with the technology on the outer, what's going on in the inner, that is really the source, you might say, of what's going on in the outer. The outer is just mirroring this conscious evolution process on the inner. And this is fulfilling cycles over this last 25,800-year procession of the equinox. We're really fulfilling a natural evolutionary ascent process that is all a function of the natural cycles, galactic alignment, etc. I've gone into this more depth than other shows. Some people that follow the show know where I'm coming from and what I'm referring to. So we're at the beginning of a new year. I mean, that really began, as far as I'm concerned, with the days getting longer on winter solstice. You're on the December 21st. And like I say, this is my first show of the new year in that sense. And happy holidays to you in that regard. This is a time for a lot of people that are just kind of kicking back. They have some time, a little bit of holiday time where they can look at the big picture, what's going on this next year, where we're coming from, where we're going with conscious evolution individually. Personally, and collectively, where's this planet going? You know, how are we going to get our act together? So, as I referenced before, you know, there's more light in the Northern Hemisphere beginning the new year, and they might say there was a Christmas surge of what I refer to as Christ mass conscience, or higher conscience, or higher self-conscious, the higher Christ self-conscience. And it's lit up the whole world. Is this the time of year when people worldwide get into the Christmas spirit? And whether you refer to that as Christ-like conscience, the potential for Christ mass conscience, as far as the collective conscience that are people into more of a Christ-like conscience, it does light up the whole world. It affects, I mean, any one individual that is really in that spirit connects on the inner to everyone in the world and raises the frequency of the whole planet. This is quantum reality. This is now understood with the dynamic power of prayer and the power of love, the power of Christic love, Christ-like love. It's lit up the whole world. Now, it's interesting that this year, this Christmas, you know, the whole world was lit up with this spirit that matters above all, you might say, at the same time that Comet Esan came closest to Earth in its flyby. Now, those who follow my articles at HeartCom Network, you've followed my articles on Comet Esan. This is quite a phenomena that happened over the last several months. Back in November, Comet Esan went past Mars and lit it up with a plasma discharge. I mean, virtually like lightning bolts, plasma discharge that lit up Mars like the head of a comet. This was kept out of the mainstream media, but if you saw the pictures on my websites, on the Comet Esan articles, there's several pictures, several videos that show Mars lighting up like the head of a comet, and it was blacked out in the media, and Comet Esan then did a flyby by the sun. People thought it was going to completely disintegrate. And lo and behold, it came out the other side, or it went through it, or, you know, because you can't actually see it when it's so close to the sun with our telescopes. So I don't know, you know, how close it actually got, but it came out the other side, not as an intact comet as we know it, but the whole debris field, and it was still ahead of a comet. And videos since then have showed that there is still a comet nucleus, but it was like disintegrated or dispersed in a huge field. Like a plasma field, an energy field, that on Christmas Day was closest to the Earth, 0.4 AU, or astronomical units, was how close it came. And then through January 15th, it's going to be flying by, the tail is going to be flying by the Earth, and whether they're in that tail, we're going to be getting space debris, asteroids or you know, rocks falling from the, who knows? But maybe, just maybe, what we're going to get in the tail is going to be a field, highly charged debris of energy. With this field that when it passed around the sun and got highly charged up with an energy, call it cosmic rays, call it plasma, our science has a very primitive understanding of cosmic rays and cosmic energies at this point. There are dimensions to cosmic energy that human evolution at this point in cosmic history here on Earth just barely understands. And to me, it's just it's symbolic that on Christmas Day, this comet ESON, or I-Sun, I play around with that those words a little bit, you know, is this the sun of the sun? I mean, the S-U-N, sun? I mean, has it brought the light of the sun charged with cosmic rays with this field of this comet field of space debris and particles, and you know, is there an energy field that has been bathing the Earth since Christmas? Has it lit up the Earth in a different way than ESON lit up Mars when it did its flyby? I mean, is it going to be lighting up the Earth? I mean, is there an evolution, you might say, evolutionary thrust and higher consciousness? I'd like to think so. But you know, we'll see. Proof is in the pudding. I mean, when I say the pudding, what's going to happen with global conscious evolution over this next year? 2014, I think, is going to be huge with all kinds of developments, exposés, whistleblowers, as well as light workers, light bearers, light weavers are basically bringing more light to our social networks with all kinds of revelations in terms of how we can get our act together, how we can heal all diseases. And this is what I go into in the one section on telecare. How all diseases known to man with information databases and showing what's working best for any specific symptom profile you might have or someone in your family, and being able to check a database and what's working best for any specific disease, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. I mean, what's working best for healing all disease? This is the kind of stuff that's coming out. And basically, this technology, like I say, is installed and operational whereby people can connect to databases. They could connect to databases. Why they don't exist now? Well, at this point, you know, there's still, you might say, density in our social, political, and economic institutions that are more interested in maintaining the status quo with economics and politics, which basically serve special interests that have a vested interest for keeping common sense from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. That was a mouthful. Anyway, this is the time that was prophesied by ancient seers and quantum science geek visionaries. Ancient seers worldwide understood cosmogenesis with the cosmic connection, as above, so below. You know, the kingdom of heaven is within us. In other words, the quantum field is within us. And when we're in our hearts, we resonate with the field with heart coherence. We're centered and connected. Somehow they knew that the deep space energies now from the constellation of Aquarius would be sparked by galactic alignment in 2012-2013. In other words, with the fulfillment of the precession of the equinox, they understood the precession of the equinox, and they knew that this galactic alignment thing was coming up. They understood this in different ways. Some of the wise men, you know, like the three astrologers that saw the Star of David, Jesus, that wasn't just mythology. They were connected on the inner. They were like shaman. They had a direct connection with Source. They were connecting with the intel through their own heart coherence, and obviously they were advanced souls. They were connecting with, call it effective sensory perception, and they just knew. And perhaps there was a comet at that time, whether it was moving or not, and led them, you know, that whole story. I mean, some people say, well, it had to have been a UFO. I'm not going there, but, you know, in other words, some kind of beacon was led the three wise men to Bethlehem after, you know, anyway, that's another story. I'm not going to go into that. But anyway, this ancient wisdom has come full cycle with quantum science. And quantum science explains the inextricable connection of our cells and atoms within us to the morphogenic field of the entire planet, the galaxy and the universe, the source field. I mean, how it's all connected. Quantum science now is saying that, yes, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven, of source, of the universe, resonates in our atoms, cells, and electrons. I mean, it resonates in our hearts when we're in heart coherence, and we still the mind, and we're in that harmonic, you might say, harmonic convergence with the heart. Then the mind, when it's still, can reflect the heavens, just like a still mountain lake, it can reflect the mountains and the heavens, and it can and you can look through the surface in the still mountain lake, like looking through the subconscious, and you can get a read on the record, whether it be past lives or the record of this life, and basically do a life review, get everything in order. This whole concept of deep meditation is mediation with the highest and the lowest aspects of our being, as above, so below. So we've got quantum science now that's validating what the ancients knew. A lot of the ancients, it's now understood all over the world, a lot of the ancients, a lot of the priesthood, were using the herbs. We're actually inducing the Mayans in particular, the different herbs that they use to induce, you might say, nonlinear perception or effective sensory perception. And again, there are dynamics involved with this, not that I'm recommending it for anyone, but at the same time, this whole thing of thinning of the veil that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity now is really the thinning of what has been referred to as linear perception, you know, the left brain linear logical, you know, letter of the law that killeth the nonlinear spherical spirit of the law of the right hemisphere of the brain. So the biological model for consciousness is actually reflecting this ancient understanding of linear perception, left brain linear perception, and nonlinear perception. And those who have got into navigating the new frontier of inner space under the influence of ayahuasca and other neural transmitters, you know, induced nonlinear perception, a lot of people who have been pioneers in that field, like Terence McKenna, and that's his videos are at the link I have on nonlinear perception, you can get a sense of their understanding of what's going on with this conscious evolution revolution that is in process as the computer internet revolution reboots with what's called Web 3.0 and quantum computing. In other words, with a heart. So, again, the vision of where it's going in 2014, it's already happening with a lot of people who are deep, that, you know, old souls that meditate, enlightened quantum science geeks who really get it, what's going on with the computer internet revolution as an external metaphor for the internal revolution in higher consciousness. And so what we're going to be seeing is more of this understanding in 2014. There's more people basically waking up, wising up, and rising up to a higher consciousness of this dynamic of the global evolution revolution in higher consciousness that is worldwide, fulfilling what U.S. founders began with core constitutional freedoms for an upgrade, basically, of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, of religion. Core constitutional freedoms are being upgraded inadvertently with the computer internet revolution. Now, how they're checked and balanced, that's the concept of what hardware does. You know, hardware is what hardware does, with checks and balances, you might say, in the basic processes of consciousness, from upper to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, checks and balances in the personal holodeck as far as an evaluation criteria, which I refer to as cyberethics, and in the global holodeck. In other words, what it will look like when people worldwide are simultaneously connecting you know, millions or even a billion people at the same time to an internet, a video program, say it's on the cloud, in the cloud, that's being referenced, being accessed, that people can interact with hardware, which will make this possible, whereby a million or billion people could be responding throughout a video program. Then you could go back and see, or on a real-time basis, you could see as you're evaluating, you could see at that one moment the context and meaning of a video at any one moment. You could see how the collective consciousness reads out and how what your response was, you know, like this dot in this cube, this little three-dimensional floating cube in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. You could see basically the field of response of dots with these three numbers in sequence referencing the upper and lower brain, left, right brain, forebrain, rear brain in your holodeck as relates to everyone else that responded. Now, the vision of this alone, when you really kind of grasp that, that this is the capability, this is where we're going for an upgrade, you might say, of our horse and buggy legislative system. In other words, if there's a way to provide real-time telecommunications in any social network community to where you can see how the collective consciousness is coming together or polarizing at any one point of a video presentation, taking the context and meaning at that time, you'll be able to grasp, basically, and you'll be able to create a new video program highlighting the highlights, you must say, highlighting the relationship, the connection of the collective consciousness at that point, and whether it's being polarized, unbalanced, or centered and connected. And basically, what this process does is we will become more conscious individually and collective of how we are conscious on any issue, at any time, with any context and meaning. Now, this process of people originating a program, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, that being that video being accessed to a social network, and then people being able to evaluate that program. You know, again, it's like freedom to petition government. Well, the government is social conscience in our social networks, how we culture that, how we self-govern with social conscience. So the evaluation criteria with these three numbers referencing these basically these three dimensions in consciousness of light language, you know, brightness scale, color spectrum, you know, left brain to right brain, and depth of field, you might say, forebrain to rear brain, the third dimension, three numbers. That whole process of involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with this light language that cross-references basically golden rule law language, you know, of the love model, the understanding of cosmic love, universal law language, frames of reference that take the first principles of cosmic law, you know, circle, triangle, and square, pure geometry, geometrically ordered divinity, as a frame of reference in this cube. And that the processes for involving and evolving consciousness in this cosmic cube, with this process I've described, will definitely define and refine and combine our individual and collective consciousness in this regard. So this vision of golden age capabilities basically defines the opportunity in order to make it so. I mean, there's nothing more valuable than a vision that's found its time. And as far as conscious evolution worldwide, we're at a stage where it's happening. It's in process. This is obviously one way that it can evolve, and I go into specifics on that in the second page, and in terms of a multidimensional look at how that looks and how that works. So I'm going to do a wrap here. You can go into the material yourself from the link I provided with the show notes. And I wish you all a blessed new year, may this new year be blessed by your vision of virtue and valor for the victory of higher consciousness, universal love, cosmic love, what really flips your switch. So blessings to all. Happy trails till we meet again. I'm going to finish up with a little meditation here. See you in a couple weeks. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.